relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. Thanks to Carr Firearms. Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives stand with America First, willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms. Check out their amazing line of US-made weapons at KAHR.com. I carry a Carr, so should you. That's KAHR.com. Okay, we have Victor Davis Hanson joining us. We have the CEO, the president of Carr Firearms back with us, and the Baron in the next hour. But first, let's talk about the meta-narrative of what we witnessed in the last 48 hours. Russia is laughing in our face, challenging a sleepy, creepy Biden to a live duel of wits that, of course, he will not accept with that former KGB colonel, because he knows it would be a disaster. Then we have our chief diplomat, Anthony Blinken, who's been lecturing us, who's been virtue signaling to the world that America, he actually said, America is back. And then Blinken is destroyed. The floor is wiped with our Secretary of State on U.S. soil. Not in some faraway land. It's some diplomatic headquarters of a foreign nation on the soil of America. At the Chinese summit in Alaska, where the Chinese dignitaries use Democrat social justice talking points to throw them in the face of the American delegation, to demonstrate that you have nothing that you can lecture us on with the racial tensions in America, with Black Lives Matter, and Blinken just sits there with that woman with the purple hair sitting next to him, the laughing stock of the diplomatic corps. But it's not just a change of government. It's not just the fact that Biden and his cronies are in the White House. And by the way, just literally 25 minutes ago, I posted a poll on Twitter because I was curious after Joe Biden stumbles, falls quite badly three times in just a matter of seconds, walking up the steps of Air Force One, I decided to ask you what you thought. Here's the question I posted. How many times will Biden fall over before they replace him? Three options. Number one, three more times. Number two more times. And number three, they already have replaced him. A decent poll has to have at least 2,000 correspondents. I've just posted this 25 minutes ago. Already 2,300 of you have responded. Thank you, guys. Guess what the percentages are? 11% of you think he's going to have to stumble three more times before Kamala hooks him off stage. Just 2% of you think he's going to have to fall twice again. And surprisingly, I didn't think it was going to be like this. 87% of respondents. Don't I sound like Gallup? 87% of respondents responded. They already have replaced him. We know he's not in charge. It's probably Susan Rice. But how did we get here? That we have our political elite having their talking points thrown back at them by our greatest strategic adversaries. It's very easy. Let me read you some stories about our civilization. Let's start north of the border. There is a man who's been arrested and jailed for a crime of speaking the truth about his child. Yeah, he's in prison for speaking the truth. From the New York Post by Jesse O'Neill. A Canadian man was arrested this week after violating a court order that banned him speaking about his son's gender transition. The man was found in contempt of court and arrested on Tuesday for calling his teen daughter and publicly referring to him. Okay, are you tracking the language here? Okay, we'll do one of those stupid Karl Rove whiteboards if we're on Fox, but we're not. He was arrested on Tuesday for calling his teen daughter and publicly referring to him with the pronoun she and her. Tracking, as they say in the military. Are you tracking? Let me explain. This is from Chief Justice Robert Bauman. Okay. The father's refusal to respect the boy, quote unquote, the boy's decision regarding, quote unquote, his gender identity is troublesome. So what's going on here? His child, the father's child, was born female. Is a girl, is what that means. Look at the chromosomes. Yes, Media Matters. Look up the word chromosomes. Are you watching, little Zaggy Poo? And reportedly, the girl, born a female, identifies as transgender and prefers to use male pronouns. Okay, maybe she thinks she's a bowl of petunias next week. Does that mean she's a bowl of petunias? Of course it doesn't. Can't change your genetic code. You can't change your XX or XY chromosome makeup. So the father refers to his daughter as she, as her, and is arrested and is jailed. And the Chief Justice says the father's refusal to respect the boy's, not a boy, the boy's decision regarding his, not his, gender is troublesome. No, Chief Justice Robert Bauman, your denial of reality, your science denial is troublesome. The chromosomes have not changed. You are a science denier, Chief Justice Robert Bauman. Let's continue. Let's go south of the border to an American company, allegedly, called Netflix, that has a cartoon called Paradise PD. Another snippet of our culture. Season 3, this is from our friend A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart. Season 3 of Netflix animated series Paradise PD, about inept small-town cops, features, and I've seen the images, they did it. They made this program. Features a Jesus who comes down off the cross to shoot his enemies and have sex with bikini-clad women. After climbing down off the cross and using two machine guns to mow down his enemies, the Jesus is approached by two bikini-clad women. The three then disappear off-screen as sensual sounds of, well, you know what, occur off-screen. And the last thing sent to me by my friend Tim, great guy, graphic artist, good guy, is a photograph from a comic book coming out next week, from DC, the Superman-Batman crossover. And in it, there's a box. This is a Future State Batman Superman issue number one. And next to the picture of Superman is the following box. And so was born that champion of truth, tolerance, and justice, Superman. Tolerance? No, we don't tolerate everything. It's truth, justice, and the American way, which doesn't tolerate science deniers and those who deny the truth and reality. Men are men, women are women, chromosomes are non-negotiable. End of story. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, the one and only Victor Davis Hanson.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You just can't say it. Not on this show, at least. Which we named after that phrase, America First. Welcome back, dear friends. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former deputy to President Trump and host of this Salem radio show across the nation, live streaming on YouTube, available wherever you get your podcasts, and also our backup. Remember, YouTube does not respect the First Amendment, so make sure you subscribe for free to our Rumble account, our alternative First Amendment video account, which is rumble.com/SebGorka, SebGorka. We welcome back, as we do every week, one of your top favorites. He is, of course, senior fellow with the Hoover Institution, classics and military historian extraordinaire, Professor Victor Davis Hanson. Welcome back to America First.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sure you watched most of the key elements. For those who missed it, there was a Sino-US summit on US soil in Alaska. Perhaps the most important part of it all was this 18-second response from the leader of the communist delegation to our chief diplomat, Antony Blinken. Video cut three, play cut.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
From a position of strength. Lectured that you cannot talk to us from a position of strength. We were told, Professor Hanson, that America is back. American leadership is back. And this is less than 2 weeks into, 2 months into the new administration. And the largest communist dictatorship has said thanks, but no thanks. How does this affect the image that the Biden administration has been trying to portray?
Well, it doesn't look good, because we have to remember that the Chinese are astute students of propaganda. They understand the American mind very well. So what they've done is take the entire war culture and turned it on us in two different ways. When we admit that we're a racist society and we victimize people and we're going to have basically re-education in all of our institutions, the Chinese say, we agree, you are. And when we say that people who are not white are by nature and de facto victims, the Chinese say, that's what we've been trying to tell you. Your hatred of you is just because we're Asian, not because we've done anything wrong. So they've really upped the ante on the woke culture. They know it better than the people who created it.
He is the author of the new book. You can pre-order it now, The Dying Citizen, How Progressive Elites, Tribalism, and Globalization Are Destroying the Idea of America. Professor Hansen, one of our callers so astutely in the first hour, one of our regular listeners, put it thusly, and I'd love your reaction. He said, it shouldn't surprise anybody that this Chinese communist delegation is throwing back the woke, the politically correct talking points of the left, of the Democrats, into the face of the Biden delegation, because they originated in communist countries like China and Russia. So basically what we've seen is a very effective transmission belt of decades of propaganda, starting, you know, in the Marxist hotbeds overseas, now internalized here, propagated by the Democrat Party in the last few decades, and now being sold back to them by the people they're trying to negotiate with. So nobody really in geopolitical terms should be surprised, should they?
Not at all. I mean, the French did the same thing with Foucault and Derrida and Lacan. They sent us our postmodernists, and then when that infected our universities, they got angry. But notice that they admit none of these charges are fact-based. What they're basically saying is, we won't think you're a racist society, or we wouldn't send 330,000 of our best students over to, and entrust them in your care. And we have over 1 million expatriates in your cities. And so we know, for, you know, privately, confidentially, you're not a racist society. But since there are no facts that, and you confess to something you're not guilty of, then we're going to go by no facts, too. We are guilty of incarcerating 1 million people and the Uyghur Muslims. And we're institutionalizing racism against our African students within our major cities. But because facts don't matter, we can say that we're liberal and you're racist. And that's what they've done. And, you know,
this is a stunning, in my opinion, this is a stunning realpolitik shock to the Biden system in less than 60 days in power. How does this bode for the next 3.5 years? Will we see nation after nation simply use the self-generated Achilles heel of the left against this new administration?
I think so. I think that Biden thought that in terms of the Biden administration, that once he came to power, they would cease all of this. Remember, all of a sudden, America was a great, wonderful place when that had elected Barack Obama. But he's not an African-American charismatic figure. He's old Joe Biden from Scranton, who's being used. I thought he was being used by the left, but I'm not sure he's not out in front of the left, that he feel it's mutually exploiting each other. So Biden's not going to get an exemption just because he's on the left. I think that the people in our country and outside it are going to call him all sorts of names in his administration and his country. And there's no upside in what he's doing. Remember during the whole aftermath of 9/11, Dr. Zawahiri and bin Laden, there was something called the bin Laden Reader. And in that, they collected all of their writings. And one of the things they said is they attacked 9/11 because of climate change failures on our part and lack of campaign finance reform. I don't think they dreamed that up in the caves of Afghanistan. They got that from westernized Islamic people who tutored them on it.
Or Noam Chomsky.
These people are, yeah.
in that case, is there a significant difference between this administration and the Obama administration, or is it just the different identities of the apex?
I think the difference is that Obama felt that we were a conservative country and that he had to have parameters on what the left could do for a while until he got elected. So between 2009 and 2012, he wasn't overtly the Obama that he became in the second term after he kind of lost the Senate and then later would lose the Senate and he lost the House. Biden doesn't care. I think he's either cognitively not up to it, or he doesn't want to take on the left, or he really believes that he's no longer the understudy of Barack Obama, and he's going to be the most woke, progressive president and be famous for that legacy. And that's what he's after. He doesn't care if they lose the House. He doesn't care if they don't win back the Senate. He doesn't care about being reelected. I think he just basically says, do something that's important and historical, and then they go out and do it. And he doesn't worry about the detail.
A president who wants the Oscar for being the wokest president of all. We're talking to Professor Victor Davis Hanson. Follow him right now at VD Hanson on Twitter. The new book, The Dying Citizen, pre-order it right now. And his new article we'll be discussing next, Who is Our Military's Enemy? Professor Victor Davis Hanson on America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
I've never seen anything quite like that, Andrea, even behind closed doors with the Chinese, where meetings are usually quite scripted. I think there's a common thread between what we've seen with Russia and China, which is that those two countries got pretty accustomed the last few years to the United States being essentially absent from holding up the international order, from speaking out on issues like human rights and democracy. And I think that both China and Russia wanted to test early on whether they could brush back the Biden team.
Yes, Trump was absent from the political arena for 4 years. Ask those 300 Russian mercenaries in Syria who are now dead, or ask, Iran, ask China with regards to the trade war. But of course, Ben Rhodes, the only person to ever work in the White House who has refused even an interim clearance by the FBI, knows better. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives stand with America First, willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms. That's KAHR.com. We are back with Victor Davis Hanson, author of the upcoming book, available now. It has so many pre-orders. It's already hit number one. Go and order it today. It is The Dying Citizen, How Progressive Elites, Tribalism, and Globalization Are Destroying the Idea of America. Professor Hanson, your latest piece at American Greatness, amgreatness.com, is titled, Who is Our Military's Enemy? Right now, it seems to be a journalist on Fox News called Tucker Carlson, doesn't it?
It does seem so. I mean, he was singled out by the DOD website when it says Carlson smitten, and then John Kirby, the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton's spokesman now at the DOD, said that the Secretary of Defense had nothing but revulsion. And then he compared Tucker to the Chinese Communist military. He said, we don't listen to critics like a cable news host or the Chinese military. So I hadn't seen that before, but it's indicative of the new woke military that the left feels can green light social activism without the messiness of the legislative debate or vote.
And surely wouldn't it have been more logical or justifiable, especially on DOD official Twitter accounts, not to lambast Tucker or compare him to the largest communist dictatorship in the world, but to address the points he was making about pregnant women or women in combat or the President of the United States commenting in an address that everything's fine with the military because we've got new hairstyles for the female officers. Isn't that what the DOD should be doing?
Yeah, I thought so. In the column that I wrote for American Greatness, I said all you have to do is say that physical standards have not been lowered and that women have the same physical abilities as men in combat, forward combat units, or that the budget hasn't been swollen by social activist expenses, or former secretary or future current secretary of defenses have not rotated in and out of defense corporate boards, contractor boards, any of that. So he made a lot of arguments. They could have said that's not true. There are no more federal troops in Washington right now than in Afghanistan's war zones, as Tucker Carlson said. But they didn't. They didn't address any of his points. They just smeared him. That's very unusual for a federal agency to go out and try to pick on somebody and use the whole apparatus of their agency to do so.
You wrote, with regards to higher education, one of my favorite works of yours, which is Who Killed Homer? The Demise of Classical Education and the Recovery of Greek Wisdom, where you kind of surveyed what's going on in the nation's colleges and the dearth of good book courses or classical education. Do we have a similar situation with the military? Are we going to have to wait for a new commander-in-chief and then some kind of ground-up reform of the PME, the professional military education system? What will it take to unwokeify the American military, Professor?
I'm very worried. I don't know if we can. I think from major on up, there are so hundreds of, you saw the Vindman brothers' role in the Ukrainian impeachment. There are so many lieutenant colonels, and then 1 to 4 stars that rotate in and out of the beltway agencies, White House, Congress, National Security Council, that they navigate the contours of the military-industrial complex. They understand that they master the bureaucracy, and they feel that their promotions are going to be green-lighted to the that they're woke and they're going to be retarded or stopped to the degree they're not, and they make the necessary adjustments. And then in addition to that, they eye lucrative retirements where they want to retire and then lend their knowledge of the inner workings of the Pentagon to, you know, Lockheed or Raytheon or Northrop Grumman or whomever it is. And that's what I think that's, it's a weird combination of corporatism and wokeism. And you think they would be antithetical, but they're part of the new cultural landscape for our top-ranking brass.
And if you need any evidence of that, just have a look at what big tech is doing in terms of cultural censorship. The book I mentioned is Who Killed Homer, co-authored by our regular guest, Professor Victor Davis Hanson, at VD Hanson on Twitter. But the new book you have to order now is The Dying Citizen, How Progressive Elites, Tribalism, and Globalization Are Destroying the Idea of America. Thank you, Professor. Have a blessed weekend. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for more than 2 years. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. Wow. Wouldn't you like to be able to say that? Find out today if it could work for you by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That number again, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Stay on this channel.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Car Firearms believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being gun enthusiasts. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Car wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Check out their amazing products. I carry a 9mm car. Go to KAHR.com today. Superlative U.S. made weapons. That's KAHR.com. And we are delighted to have with us none other than a man who hasn't been on the show for far too long. He is the CEO, the president, the creator of those amazing firearms, Mr. Justin Moon. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mr. Gorka. It's good to be back on.
All right. Well, I have to say a thank you. Two reasons to you. First, number one, I'm now a proud owner, thanks to your team, of a PM9 thin blue line. It's the tribute to our law enforcement with a blue line running across the slide. Thank you to replace the one I carried for more than a decade on my ankle. And likewise, shout out to Jody and the team for fixing my Desert Eagle. The springs were a little worn out, so you have an amazing team, and thank you so much. Let me ask you, how's the market? Talk to us about production. How crazy are things at Car Firearms today?
Well, I have to say that this year's production is all sold out. People are, you know, you got to give the Democrats credit. They know how to sell guns for you.
So you and your team are very busy.
We are very busy. Our production is all spoken for this year. We have over 12 months back order.
And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's the Thompson semi-automatic version of the Thompson, whether it's the Desert Eagles, whether it's the PM9s, everybody, yeah, whatever you can make, they'll buy, correct?
Every brand is sold out right now. It's unbelievable.
Have you ever seen anything like this since you created Car Firearms?
This is the biggest panic buying I have ever seen. I think the American people feel that there's something different and something wrong with the current Democratic Party. It's not the Democratic Party of the past. They are acting more like communists doing a Maoist revolution, and so people are sensing that there is some danger here from the political class.
Well, you are a mind reader. That's exactly the next thing I wanted to discuss. And we have a video clip from Tucker Carlson's show where a woman whose restaurant was shut down, who escaped communist Poland, says something very reminiscent of what you just said. Play video cut 10.
Well, tonight authorities in Michigan are doing everything they can to put a restaurant owner in prison. Why? Because she is during COVID. She's still free tonight, as far as we know. We spoke with that restaurant owner earlier. Here's our conversation. Melina, thanks so much for coming on. So you came to this country 35 years ago in search of freedom. You are now a corona criminal who's been told you have to turn yourself in. I have to ask you, how does that feel?
Feels horrible. Reminds me like I'm back in my country under communist regime.
She left communist China. She is now here, an American, a small business owner, and she feels that she's under communist threat again. Mr. Moon, your father was persecuted by the communists in Korea. What you just heard isn't hyperbole. It's not exaggeration, is it?
No, my father spent 3 years in Hungnam concentration camp in North Korea before he was liberated by General Douglas MacArthur. It is the beginning of something very awful. I mean, if you look at communist revolutions, they always go the same pattern. It's going to be gun registration, gun confiscation, and then the genocide starts.
But right now, and please confirm this if this is what you're seeing from your side of the gun industry, it seems as if a lot of people have finally woken up to the importance of the Second Amendment, and we are seeing millions and millions of people buy firearms who've never, ever even considered to buy them before. Is that what you're hearing or seeing, Mr. Moon?
Yes, that is correct. We are seeing a lot of first-time buyers of firearms, and many of them are from Joe Biden's party.
So this is, what would you say to those who say, this is just painting the devil on the wall. This is exaggeration. It can never happen here. And what happened in other countries is just the exception to the rule. With your family's experience, what would your response be?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I firmly believe that Donald Trump won the election in 2020, but that through the changing of the rules and all the shenanigans that went on, Joe Biden stole the election from him.
And what would you say to the people who think it's okay, we'll just, you know, we'll win it back, and that, you know, you don't have to talk about guns, you just have to relax, it can't happen here? Given your last name, given what you experienced, what's your response to them?
I mean, if they stole the presidential election, quote unquote stole, because the Democrats claimed they did everything legally, although they changed the laws, then what's to stop them from, quote unquote, engineering the next election so that we can no longer win through voting?
You've got to take it seriously. It's not a living document. It's the Constitution of the United States. And there's a reason why it's the Second Amendment, and also why it's the one in the Bill of Rights in our Constitution that protects all the others. Be a responsible citizen. Be a responsible American. Look after your own safety and the safety of your families. Check out this incredible company at Kahr Firearms on Twitter. That's K-A-H-R Firearms, and also kahrfirearms.com, K-A-H-R.com. Thank you, Mr. Moon. Keep doing what you do, and I will continue to carry my 9mm Kahr PM9. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I've lived it. When Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son behind this amazing product, came to me, I said, I don't endorse anything if it doesn't work and it isn't real. I had a low back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2 years later. And it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. Find out today if it could work for you. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether Relief Factor works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What are you waiting for? All you have to lose is the pain. You deserve to know. You know it makes sense. You won't regret it. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Kahr Firearms.
Thank you to all of you who've donated more than $30,000 to Food for the Poor. If you haven't done so already, you can literally save a life today from the comfort of your home. Millions of children in our hemisphere are going without food. You can make a difference. Food for the Poor is feeding a million mouths every single day in more than a dozen countries. Be a modern guardian angel. Be a modern missionary. Go to our website. It's so simple. Just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Food for the Poor banner right at the top, or call 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673. SebGorka.com. SebGorka. SebGorka.com. Do it today. Save a life. Let's go to Alex in Brooklyn, line one. Welcome, Alex, to America First.
Hello, Dr. Seb.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm disgusted with President Biden because he's taking credit for the Trump vaccine that President Trump deserves. But I think we'd rather have him take the credit for the vaccine than have him reverse the Trump vaccine distribution process, because then not only would we have a crisis at our border, we'd have a crisis in our country with regards to the vaccine distribution.
Well, slow down, Alex. What do you mean reverse the vaccine distribution?
If he would change things around like he did here with at our southern border, we would have a crisis in our country with the vaccine distribution. If he would just play around with the way we would be distributing the vaccine.
Right. Are you afraid of that? Why do you think that's going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen, but that could have happened, just like he played around with our border security.
Oh, I see. Yeah. No, he has to. He has to continue at least the Trump policies on vaccine, because he knows that's the only thing that works in his administration because he inherited it.
And I also wanted to mention, you had a guest on that just asked, what's going to stop the Democrats from stealing the election in 2024? So I think what's going to stop them is if we vote more for President Trump, because the more people that vote for President Trump, the harder it's to steal the election. If a million more
Hang on, Alex, just calm down, okay? He has to decide to run first, okay? It's not just the federal elections. I say this every single day on the show. Remember, our founding fathers are pretty smart, and it may hurt people who, think the presidency is a big thing. At the end of the day, it's not really. This stinking cesspit of a city was designed by our founding fathers to be an irrelevance, to really not have an impact on the everyday lives of Americans. It has grown inexorably. It has grown in power in disproportionate ways, especially in the last 60 years. But what really matters in this country, what should matter in this country, is not who the president is, but local government, is what happens in your state, in your local town, in your city, in your municipality. And if you want to make a real difference, make sure we win there. One of the ways you can do that is to run. 50% of just GOP precinct offices are empty because nobody volunteers. Become part of the solution. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.